B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Hello? I'll answer the question.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, my.
Welcome to the Midday Show. So I'm not happy today, all right? On a good multiple fronts. So we'll get into the Bryce Harper thing and what the holdup is and what the Phillies can do to navigate holdup. But everybody is. Everybody. I was telling Angelo. I was telling Andrew that he says, well, you know, Harper. And I go, I was at my Little League draft last night.
With my guys.
And they were all going, I'm so sick of this Bryce Harper thing.
Well, because everybody wants it to be pushed over the goal line. I get it.
Well, everybody started talking about it. Like, all right, this is what it is. Let's get it done. But I got something bigger that's in my craw. All right?
You got like a popcorn kernel stuck in your throat?
Yeah. All right? So last night, the Sixers should have beat that team by 20. All right?
Stinks.
There's no excuse. With Anthony Davis playing 21 minutes, they should have buried that team. And they blew another lead. And they played stupid. They played dumb. They played with a lack of discipline. There were, again, coaching errors. There was defensive assignment mistakes. This is game after game after game. I'm getting really frustrated by it.
Yeah, but you knew when they acquired Tobias Harris that it would take time to come together. You're missing Embiid.
This has nothing to do with this group getting together and this team missing Joel Embiid. They didn't need Joel Embiid to beat that team by 20 last night. They didn't need that. They needed a coach that could understand what time and place is. Jonah Bolden shooting a three with 20 seconds left on the shot clock is inexcusable. All right?
Yeah.
Tobias Harris inbound to Jonathan Simmons is dumb. Why would you do that? Tobias Harris shoots 90% from the line. Why is he your inbounds guy?
Yeah.
Why? This is ridiculous. So I was completely frustrated last night. Really, really frustrated last night. So I texted some people. One guy who's in the league sends me this. It's funny. He said, they lack team discipline. They got none. Shot selection, defensive assignments, execution at the end of the game, understanding time and score. They win on pure talent. And I'm going, thank you. Thank you.
Despite the coach.
Thank you. That's what it is. When you win on pure talent, like, what is Brett doing? He's frustrating me to no end. Last night was a horrible game. Your team has to understand what the score is. You got to have a feel for the game. They got no feel for the game. They play dumb. And I got news for you. With Joe, without Joe, whatever, Bobin, whatever, they're not going to go deep in the playoffs until they understand how to play freaking basketball.
Well, did you see the same strategic mistakes prior to the trade?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
By a lesser degree.
Listen, I've said it all along. I'm trying to give him the benefit of doubt. But this team plays with just zero discipline on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
Zero discipline on both sides of the floor. Both ends got no discipline.
Well, strategically, they defy logic. Like, to have Tobias Harris inbounding that ball is egregious because it's stupid.
But like, that's 101,
yeah.
All right? You know,
but you can't mess up the 101.
But here's the thing. J.J. Redick is a defensive liability.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a defensive liability.
Right? That's not breaking news.
All right. You got enough guys on that team to figure out how to mask J.J. Redick as a defensive liability. You got to help him. You don't take him off the floor because he's one of your big options. So you want to go offense, defense, you know, at times it could work, but you got to figure out a way to actually help him. You got enough guys on the floor that you should be able to help him.
Well, I got to ask you about a guy in particular, because I got to get your thoughts on him, on Jimmy Butler. Like, what is going on with him? He's disinterested.
He plays in a five. Unless they play hard. You mean shot five.
And Bede's out. It's time for Jimmy Butler to step up.
Well, and Tobias stepped up.
Yeah, I know he did last night, but
I mean, the Butler problem looks disinterested to me. He's not, I don't know if he's disinterested. He's like in a fog. It's weird.
But get out of the fog.
He still had seven assists because he was running the offense.
Yeah, I haven't been impressed.
You shouldn't be impressed.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be impressed.
If I look at
it
right now.
But they play. See, this is the problem, man. The problem is they play with a lack of discipline.
They all look like they're in a fog, including the coach. And if you look at it right now, Ant, when you acquire all these great players and star players and at different levels with Jimmy Butler and Tobias and Embiid and Simmons, it's great on paper, but getting it together on the floor is one thing. And the coach right now seems befuddled on how to do it.
But there's certain things that you should not be befuddled by.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I don't understand it. Like, I don't know. I mean, Brett spent a whole career going deep in the playoffs with San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. But why in the world, like, this horrible system that he plays. Offense, too.
Yeah.
Where you want to go down and take threes, you know, seconds into the shot clock. It's absurd. It's absurd. There's time and place. You understand the game. There's what's the score? How much time's left? How many possessions
there's
are going
no
on?
Feel. Yeah, there's
what,
no
are
feel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this isn't hard stuff.
Yeah.
And if it cost them a trip in a real, if it cost them a trip to the finals, You should be upset.
I hope you mean the conference finals. They're not a team that's ready to go to the finals. They don't look like that yet to me. They're going to struggle to get out of the second round the way they look right now.
I'm just being real. Yes. Well, why do you think right now?
Yeah, you got angst.
Why do you think right now I'm reacting? Because there's no way in the world, I don't care that Joel Embiid didn't play last night.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world that game should have been a sweat. No, none. They should have beat that team by 20 last night.
Yeah, because the issues weren't just Embiid related; they were fundamental.
It was indicative of what we have seen lately, and it's like all of a sudden you got talent, and it looks worse, and you only win because you have talent.
Yeah, well, the only reason they won last night because Tobias got off last night.
Well, they won last night because they had talent. Ben played well.
Yeah.
He sat Ben for some long stretch, which I didn't even understand, and that hurt him.
When he got back.
It did.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Simmons, you don't need to worry about him. He's one of your thoroughbreds.
Limitless energy.
He's a guy that you don't have to worry about him getting hurt. You don't have to worry about anything about that with him. Let him play. He's playing well. The first half, he was dominating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looked good in these situations without Joe.
But again, just like the fourth quarter, they forget how to play ball.
Yeah, it's like they're playing not to lose, and they put the game in peril last night. They scored 18 points in the third quarter, fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they do it with horrible shots.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your shot selection? Work clock. Understand where you're at. You can let a double-digit lead go in a second. To who? To the Pels? Makes me want to puke.
610-632-0975. Sounds like you got the crosshairs on the coach today. And rightfully so. 610-632-0975.
I want them to succeed. I want him to succeed. But I don't understand.
But you can't will it. Yeah, and we're trying to will it through
he's
a good man.
I'm so frustrated by it right now. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, you watched that game last night. You got to, these are things you got to pick up.
I'm watching the fourth quarter last night.
I'm some idiot
on
the radio. I mean, it's not difficult stuff.
Yeah, I'm watching it last night in the fourth quarter. I'm going, what the hell is going on here? Are they gonna totally squander this entire game? You felt like it was going to happen.
Yeah, dude, they could have lost the game. Imagine that.
Yeah.
The Pelicans had the ball and could win the game. They could have lost that game yesterday.
Yeah, in some ways they should have. 610-632-0975. The Bryce Harper thing still lingering as well. I'm sure you feel great about that today.
Just get it done.
I'm not. I'm starting to lose that
mindset.
3-year opt out garbage.
We'll get into it because I'm not
signing on 3-year opt out.
I would.
We'll get into it. You're right. We will. 610-632-0975.
I'm warning you today. You don't want to bleep with me today.
Oh, I'm going to bleep with you all day.
I can't wait.
You
don't
want to
do it.
Midday show.
Over under that you last alive is probably about 45 minutes.
Oh, no. I'll make it alive. I'll kick and scream the whole way, brother. We're back after this.
Flush you down the toilet. All right. Time talk union. You know what? Be good to see a little union action. Make me feel better on Saturday. That's right, 1 o'clock down at Talon Energy Stadium. The boys in blue look to start strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC in front of a packed home crowd. The Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in his season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. Ooh, Marco Fabian, man. Going to be outrageous. Can't wait to see him in action. Union also welcomed the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, plus veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake. I'm expecting some big things from a tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking. Join us down for opening day, Saturday, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer is back, and you can grab tickets for the opener while they're still available online, PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
What up?
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
Hot two hands up.
Jonathan Simmons. Yeah. You know what sucks is that I'm aggravated and I didn't even bet him. The bro bet the Sixers last night.
And that crap fourth quarter.
The bro
lost him a bet.
The bro bet the Sixers. And I guess the line, when we left, it was Sixers were 1, but the line shot up, bro said.
And 2.5.
He laid 2.5. I'm upset because I'm worried. I'm worried. I see this team's got too much talent to waste.
Well, look, the thing is that you have all the talent, and this was, we termed it the Brett Brown referendum. So far, with the talent, it's been underwhelming. Now, I know Embiid's hurt, but you're right, though. Your eyes don't lie to you.
It doesn't matter that Embiid's hurt. You don't get run off the floor in the second half by the Pelicans. Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And you don't nearly blow the game. Like, the Pels had the ball and could have won the game.
Mm.
Like, that's uncalled for. That's unconscionable that occurred.
Yeah, and I can see the angst because a lot of people are with you and with I that in the sense that we see this talent and you want to see it maximized. And the coach right now, in my opinion, and I believe yours too, the way you laid it out, that he's the one holding them back right now.
I'm looking at Jimmy Butler and he's in a fog. And I don't know, is it Jimmy Butler or is it the way Jimmy Butler's used? You know, I don't understand it. That's why what you're hearing from me is frustration meshed with worry.
Yeah.
Because the worry and the concern comes that the playoffs are close, all right?
21 games.
They're close. You need to come, you know, Embiid's got to come back, and his team's got to play together.
Yeah.
And they got to play together, and they have to excel and learn how to play together. Because the playoffs are going to be here in a blink.
It's around the corner.
Blink, and they got to be on a. If you blow this thing, it would be a damn crying shame.
Yeah.
If you don't go deep into the playoffs, it would be a crying shame.
After what Elton Brand did to get Jimmy Butler earlier this year in November and then to grab Tobias Harris and give up what he gave up this year, if you don't do anything with it, it's criminal. 610-632-0975. We'll get to this Bryce Harper opt-out situation a little bit later. But I know people want to have their say on Brett Brown and the Sixers right now, and I know you're disgusted, Anthony, so I think you could use a little listener therapy today. What do you say?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's go to Bilal. Starts us off in South Philly. How you doing, Bilal?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Cuz.
Bilal.
You know what I'm about to say, right?
I feel you.
You know what I'm about to say.
I know.
I've been riding with you for years.
I know.
From here to there. And because you told me to give him a chance, I gave him that chance.
I know. I told you that.
Now, I'm at this point. Bleep Brett Brown.
Yeah.
For real. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
They fired the coach of the year. Not once, but twice. So we're going to sit here and let this guy destroy what we got going on, because that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's destroying it. And I can't sit back and watch this anymore. He's hurting. Listen, and Jimmy Butler, he got to go. He don't even want to play with us. I don't know if he don't want to play with the Sixers, or he don't want to play for Brett Brown. And whatever it is, he's not even interested.
I mean, he's a fob, man. I don't understand it. You understand it?
I liked him when he was in Chicago. I liked him when he was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I liked Roy Henson when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah,
and when he got here, I hated him.
Yeah.
And I hate to say hate, but they killing my team.
I know.
Brett Brown got to go. He's destroying the team. I hate to say this because I love my Sixers and you know how I am. And
I know. You're right. Yeah.
Right now, I don't even care if the Sixers win. You know why? Because that means Brett Brown got to go. He got the talent. He just don't have the skill. I'm going to fall back and listen because I'm sweating right now.
I know, Bilal. I feel sweating. You. I don't blame you. Because you said it. You've been on it, and I'm preaching to you like, give him a shot, give him to the end of the playoffs. You know, we'll find out about the referendum of Brett and the playoffs. But like I don't see any improvement. It scares the wits out of me.
It's not improvement. It's regression.
But I see them, and they don't understand how to play. Like, how could you, the shot selection, playing, understanding time, place, clock, lead, what's going on, the details. Come on. That's not championship basketball.
No. They look like a team right now that you're supposed to be ramping in the right direction, and they're sliding
another way.
That's
not championship ball, man. That's not championship ball. You got to play little things. Like, you don't let the Pelicans, think about it, when Anthony Davis has played 21 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't let the Pelicans come back on you and play the game. You don't do that. You bury that team.
Yeah, you squash.
That's it. That's a scrub team that you bury. You don't let the Blazers run you off the floor. I don't care that Joel Embiid didn't play. There's no shoots. You got enough talent on the floor with Adam to be able to beat Portland at home, or at least not get run out by 30.
Well, that's the other thing that disturbs me, is that this happened on Saturday where they got their doors blown off by Portland in the second half, and they still let that happen last night. To me, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That should be fresh enough in your mind to know that, okay, we got the Pelicans. We're dominating this game. And then we let them back in it?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. Archie in Sellersville's on the Fanatic. What's up, Arch?
Yo, good morning, boys. How are you?
Hi, Arch.
Good. Hey, you're absolutely correct. But let me go inside the numbers with you real quick.
Sure.
The Sixers are 27th in the league in turnovers. The teams behind them, 28, 29, and 30, are Atlanta, Cleveland, and Phoenix. Losing teams.
Yeah.
So your point earlier when you opened the show, most nights, let's even say 80% of the time, the Sixers starting five is talented enough to beat most of the league.
Yeah.
The other 20%, I got news for you, brother. Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, Golden State, OKC, the Rockets. You're not going to beat those teams. Mm. You know why? You turn the ball over too much. Just, and to your point, Brett wants to play with pace. He wants to get shots up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get shots up, right, and still play with pace and turn the ball over. You're giving those good teams extra possessions. Let me ask you this question. Do you want to give Golden State with KD, Thompson, and Curry, you want to give them extra possessions?
Of course not. Now you're right.
Now you're dead if you do.
You're dead right.
You want to give Toronto extra possessions?
Of course. Of course not.
How about giving Kyrie, Jason Tatum, Al Horford?
We saw how that works out. We see how that works out, right?
That's my point. I got news for you. You don't want to hear this, and it hurts me to the core. They don't get out of the second round. They play basketball this way.
Yeah.
They're not getting out of the second round.
No, you're right. I agree with you 100%.
It drives me nuts. I'm yelling at the TV. Yeah. You're up 15.
You know what it is, too? Like, you know what drives me nuts, Arch? Is we talk about playing with pace. And yep. You're in the fourth quarter, when they're jacking up threes,
absolutely.
4 seconds into the shot clock, like, what are you, flipping stupid?
It's not only is that crazy, think about it. What, to your point, I just laid it up for you. So you take an early ill-advised three, and you go back down, don't play tough defense, and you turn the ball over in the next possession.
Yes!
Think about that.
That's how you let a team right back in it, Arch.
That's why they're leads. They get up these big monster leads, and it's like clockwork. The other team comes back in the second half. At some point, the other team makes a run. It's like clockwork. It's been like that all season long.
Well, we saw in the playoffs last year. And then Brett won't call a timeout when the other team goes on a run. your head's going to pop. Because you have such high expectations.
I do.
With this group, and they all do.
I have really, really high expectations.
Yeah. I think the GM does too.
And Archie's right.
Yeah.
And Archie's right. Because if they get bounced in the second round, you know.
Yeah.
If they get bounced, I'm telling you right now, if they get bounced in the second round, I go get a Brinks truck. All right. And I go down. What's the address, Villanova?
Down to Lancaster Avenue.
All right.
You're down on the main line, knocking on Jay's door.
I go, here you go. Give him whatever he needs.
Yeah.
Whatever. I make him an offer. He goes, nah, I don't want to leave here. I'm going to pile more gold bricks on. We're talking about overpaying for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
I overpay for that man right there.
What if Jay wants a third-year opt-out?
Whatever he wants. I'll give him whatever he wants.
Real quick, this third-year opt-out thing, there's something about it that doesn't make sense to me. Because we heard
let's set it up.
Okay.
Because it was reported by Angelo.
Yeah.
Cataldi.
Mm-hmm.
Ange reported it this morning about a third year opt out, which is holding up the deal. Per his report, which I believe is that Middleton goes out there to Vegas.
Yep.
To talk Boris and Harper out of the third year opt out. Klentak was like, no, we're not doing a 3 year opt out. You're not doing that. Machado has a 5 year. After year five, you can opt out. 3 years, because what that does is that if he doesn't like it here, theoretically, after 2 years, he could say, trade me because I'm not coming back.
Well, and the other thing is, and then the Phillies go, okay, I got to trade him because if not, I lose him for nothing.
I gave him how many millions of dollars because I'm going to front load the contract.
You have to, like a lot of people on Twitter are going, well, backload the contract. No, you can't backload it. He's not going to sign a backloaded contract with a 3 year opt out. The player is not going to do that. The player wants that money up front in the front of that before he opts out so he can strike twice. And clearly, Bryce Harper and Boris are in the driver's seat to demand that. So before all the people, because Andrew put a quote out, said, I'm not going to give him the third year opt out. And people are going, well, you're an idiot. You just get him here and he'll fall in love. Well, first of all, you got 2 years to fall in love.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I do it. I do it.
Just to get him in the door.
I do it. Because I'm telling you why he comes here and I can win this year. I can win it. Theoretically, I can win it. I can win it next year.
Yeah.
And if he wants to leave because somehow he doesn't like it or he chokes, well, then so be it. Then I'm off the hook for his contract.
Yeah, but here's the other part that defies logic to me. If he's willing to go with a third-year opt-out, then why doesn't he just sign with the Dodgers for 3 years?
Well, I think there's also face, right? So there's the face of signing the most expensive contract in the history of the game.
This whole thing right now has got me so turned off.
Here's the other problem. The reason why I don't think he does that
mm-hmm.
is that, A, the Dodgers, they go deeply into the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Because you would have to front load that deal.
Just like the Phillies.
All right. So they would go deeply into the luxury tax. Forget the Giants. The Giants are a joke. All right?
Yeah, that's a non-factor.
Bocci's out after... He's got one... Bruce Bochy's out after 1 year.
Yeah.
So Bochy's out after 1 year. The front office, they hired the guy from the A's, Moneyball guy, to run their franchise.
Billy Bean.
No.
His assistant guy, whatever.
So, right. So, the ownership wants to sign Harper. The front office of the Giants... They don't want to spend that money.
No, because they don't see it's a money well spent.
It's an ownership play, mm-hmm. All right? So forget the Giants. It comes back down to the Phillies. And to me, if he wants the three-year opt-out, then take it. If you don't like it that much that you want out of a $300-some-odd million contract, then opt out and leave.
See, another reason...
At least I get him for 2 years, at least 2 years.
Yeah, see, if you're
gonna, after three, so theoretically, I could trade him in year three at mm-hmm. the trade deadline, if that's the case, or I keep him and just take
and ride it out.
Well, and I'll take a supplemental draft pick because you get from losing, free agent, you will get a pick.
But here's the thing: 3 years to me is too short because it just really is two. If you go to four, I'd rather go to five, like Machado, where he has the fifth year opt out halfway through. I'd be fine going with that. Four, I may be able to be talked into. But the other part of this, Ant, is I don't want to sit here and listen to these people and fans just sit there and say, well, he's just going to leave us anyway. Because we have this fatalist mentality about everybody wants to leave us anyway.
Are the Phillies better off with Bryce Harper for 3 years?
Yeah, but we're getting to the point where all of this aggravation in this guy is not worth what we're going through.
Yeah, he is.
He's a really good player. He's not the generational talent that Mike Trout is. And I'm not saying they're going to get Trout, because I don't believe that they are.
Yeah, I agree. But since you're not getting Trout...
But he's the best of the good bunch?
Yeah, since you're not getting Trout, why wouldn't you want him for 3 years?
No.
So, by the way, if he wants to leave, go ahead! Go!
Here's the deal. Frankly, I'm just getting pissed off at the entire thing.
To me, I don't even understand the big
deal. I'm ready to cut my nose off to spite my face.
That Klentak does... So, Klentak does not want to do the three-year opt-out. Mm. I understand why. From his
protection of it.
From his perspective, yeah. I get it. But ultimately, who cares? Get him in the play, because this year and next year and the year after that, they got a shot at a World Series. And if he wins a World Series or he goes deep into playoffs and he still wants to leave, then go ahead, he's a loser then. Like if you want to leave a winning team because you feel it's too much pressure, well, then what are you?
Well,
you're not a competitor.
I don't know that part of it's true.
Well, that's my point, though.
But he's going to go to Los Angeles, and that's a team that's built to win. I mean, he's not going to go out there and just sit around and go through, 72 win
seasons. But again, if the reason why he doesn't want to come here is because there's too much pressure.
I don't know that I buy that. I think he wants to play for a team that's close to where he grew up in L.A.
So be it.
Maybe
his
Los Angeles Dodger pajamas on, like Tavares had Leaf pajamas on.
Hey, then you know what? In 3 years, go play for the Dodgers. I'm going to tell you. Kershaw will be off the books then. Mm-hmm. Go play for the Dodgers in 3 years.
Yeah, I'd like an extra year.
At least I get 3 years of Harper now in a lineup ready to compete.
No, I get it. But the whole thing, all we heard all along from this boo Boris is that he needed a long-term deal. He wasn't interested in short-term deal. Now all of a sudden.
Every opt-out, every deal has an opt-out.
Yeah. Well,
now, Machado's opt-out is after year five.
Yeah, see, that's palatable to me.
A-Rod had an opt-out. Mm-hmm. That's why he did opt out, and he went and signed another long-term deal.
Yeah, huge one.
So, he wants an opt-out, give him an opt-out. Who cares?
Yeah. The whole thing. Frankly, I think I'm just at the point of, I've had enough. I've been beaten enough with this Harper crap.
Okay, well then, give him the opt-out, let's go. Let's get it on, man. Let's play. Let's play ball.
The 3 years to me ends up being two. That's the problem.
I got news for you. It doesn't have to be two. It could be three. If you're in year three of his deal,
mm-hmm.
You're in a race. You're not trading him.
No, you'll ride it out.
All right.
That he's going
to
be gone.
You got three seasons to take a shot at a World Series. And then you go sign somebody else who's got some other big bat to replace him.
I just don't want this whole thing to go through he's just going to leave us anyway, like Ben Simmons.
Who cares about
Ben's
that?
I'm tired of it.
But who cares?
I'm exhausted from all of it.
The bottom line is they become a better team. They got a chance to win a World Series.
Yeah, and you know me. I'm a guy that wanted Harper all along, but this is getting to a point where this player is not worth what we're all going through in this process. That's what it's getting to. And he's a really good player. He can be a great player. He's a former MVP, and he's in his prime. But, geez, this is getting obnoxious.
Listen, it's not obnoxious.
It's obnoxious.
You can get it. If he couldn't get it, he wouldn't be asking for it.
See, that's the thing, too. I mean, it's like it's getting to the point of what else do we want to give this guy? Do we need a boat? Can we get him a boat? Like, he needs a 72-foot fishing yacht, too. Let's get him that because he's not going to be able to afford it with that salary. I mean, he needs everything. He's going to have his own clubhouse, as a matter of fact. I think they're putting a wing on down there.
Okay. All I care about is the lineup being balanced, and I got a left-handed power bat in the lineup. That's all I care about.
I know. You're looking at it from a very practical side. I'm a little salty today about it. Because I just feel like I've had it. If I was John Middleton, I'd get to the point now, honestly, you SOB.
Like, I get...
Stick it in your rear.
I get why Klentak doesn't want to do the three-year opt-out.
Yeah.
Opt-out after year three. I understand that. But I don't understand why John... Because if I'm John Middleton, I fly out there, and I know he was trying to get them to do a five-year opt-out. But I'm sure he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when push comes to shove... Who cares?
So here's the other part. You're going to have your owner, not a baseball man, making the decision.
He is a baseball man. He's not a baseball man
like a GM. He's an owner.
I have no problem with him.
You'd be okay with Lurie doing that kind of thing?
Listen, Middleton's been around the game forever. He's been a part of that ownership group for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, but you have a GM to make those decisions and Andy McPhail.
Okay. Do you know that? That's a decision. I don't want my owner... picking players in the draft like Jerry Jones, mm-hmm. but wanting to make a decision to go sign a can't-miss player like Harper? Yeah, I got no problem with that.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano's. Gargano. Excuse me. I sound like Jose from NARS down there. And Jason Martinez's on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, I got to tell you about Window Nation, because before you wish for this winter and the crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do, and that's get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? Why in the dead of winter? Because that's the one you get the unquestionably the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation team needs to work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings for you. And for the next 2 weeks, you can buy two windows and get two free. Now, that's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase, plus pay nothing for a year. You make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. You can keep Window Nation expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands, all by calling 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. So make the call and get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How's everyone doing?
Nick, you know, been better.
I goofed. I've been better. Let me read something to you real quick.
Yeah.
Guy tweets in and goes, Andrew R. He goes, 3-year opt-out works perfect. If he wants to walk out the door while Trout is walking in the door, fine. But I doubt he'll part with the chance to play with Trout so easily. Imagine that lineup. Okay, couple things here. First of all, everybody, again, not everybody, Andrew, this guy, is making the assumption that Trout wants to come here and is just going to leave Anaheim. Secondly, your timeline doesn't match up. Trout is signed this year and next year. That doesn't line up with the 3-year opt-out. It just doesn't line up. I'm sorry to screw your... Because I've gotten several tweets. Well, you just keep him for 3 years, then you go and get Trout. Well, Trout's going to hit free agency prior to that. And there's no indication from Trout's people, and many have reported on this, including Jason Starr, that he's fine being in Anaheim.
All right. Well, I think at this point, whatever happens, happens in the future. All I'm worried about right now is the next couple seasons.
Mm.
You have Bryce Harper in there, and if he wants to, think about this for a second. I don't really understand what the big deal is of the 3-year opt out, because it feels like it's just pride, right? Because ultimately, if he wants out after 3 years, go ahead. If you want to negate whatever's left on a 10-year contract that's going to be worth somewhere between 325, 330, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you want to lose the rest of that contract, forfeit the rest of that contract because you want to go sign another one with the Dodgers, go ahead.
See, that's the thing, too, is it's not he'll be able to sign another contract because, a year prior to when he can opt out, Trout will reset the market.
Well, here's why they want the third year. This is an important thing. Because in 3 years, you'll have a new collective bargaining agreement.
Exactly.
And the owners could be out of whack going crazy, spending money again.
Mm-hmm.
So Boris isn't dumb. He knows that in 3 years, if the owners are going nutso, spending dollars after dollars, then, he's got a Harper in the game.
And if it doesn't and things remain status quo, he's still protected because he has a 10-year, $300 million contract.
Right.
So, and again, this is the agent and the player having all the leverage, and,
right.
and they do because everybody knows of the Phillies' desire.
I mean, quite frankly, I don't see the big deal. Just agree to the opt-out, sign him, and let's go. Let's go play ball, man. Spring training.
See, he wants the opt-out ability
packed.
And the ability to have he wants the best of both worlds.
I got news for you. Okay, guess what? He can get it. Because he's the best player out there right now.
No, I get it. And look, you know where I stood on this. If I'm the player, I'm not signing beyond a 3 or 4 year deal because I want to hit free agency again.
All right,
the exact reason you just laid out.
Yeah, well,
owners are spending
who cares?
Ludicrous money. I went in on it.
He's a hired gun. All right? That's all he is. He didn't come up through the system. He's not a guy that was from here. He's just a hired gun.
He's a
hired left-handed bat.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in.
So you're good with the three.
No problem.
Opt out three.
I got no problem.
You don't blink an eye at it.
I don't blink an eye at it, and I do the deal. And here's the other thing. I do the deal, too, because I don't know how deep this spring's going to last. At one point, I was thinking June. But now, I don't know.
You need help. You need supplementation.
Are we talking May? You might hear me cry if they're out before the Eastern Conference Finals. I could cry.
Well, I'm going to go get you a box of tissues now because
all right.
At this point, it looks like that's going
to happen. I cried when the Sixers lost to the Celtics in 1982.
All right, so you're like, 14 years old at the time?
12, whatever it was. Yeah, 13.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I cried.
Cries are weird.
When Magic beat them, we jumped center, game 6.
Oh, 1980.
Yeah.
So, Eagles ever make you cry?
I was a 30-year-old man when they lost to the Buccaneers.
Or even when they won the Super Bowl. That's a good cry.
Yes,
that was a cry of elation.
When they lost to Tampa in the vet, I cried.
Is that right?
Yeah, cause I did.
Oh man, I didn't cry. I was angry.
I also had a book deal worth $50,000 on the table.
Oh.
I had to go to the Super Bowl.
He cried dollar signs.
Nah, but I wanted them to win.
Where was that Super Bowl at?
San Diego.
San Diego against the Raiders.
Yep. And we would have won.
Yeah. Now the St. Louis won. When they lost to St. Louis in the championship game, that Super Bowl was that in Miami? Or New Orleans? No, it was New Orleans.
I forget.
I think that was in New Orleans at the Superdome.
Yeah, well, at that point, they were up at halftime.
Yep. Aeneas Williams picked that ball off, and the dream ended real quick. 610-632-0975.
We started this by saying that, if they're out prematurely, I mean, it would be devastating to me.
If somehow they draw Boston in the first round.
Well, forget about that. I'm saying if they're bouncing the second round.
Yeah.
Like, they got to at least go to the conference finals.
Well, here's the deal, though, Ant. They're going to face either Boston, Milwaukee, or Toronto in that second round. And right now, and the way they've performed against those teams,
I know.
They ain't getting by. They're not beating any of those teams in this current state.
They got enough talent in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
No, I it's why I'm supremely worried. It's why I came in here pulling my hair out. I'm frustrated. I don't know. I mean, you guys see the same thing? That's why I'm asking people. You know, do you see the same thing? I see a team that just completely lacks discipline. Like, I don't get it. Like, listen, we're not talking about, you know, see how football, you dive deep in football. It's a deep dive in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deep dive. Basketball is not a deep dive. I mean, you know, there's certain things. It's not like the layman can understand the game. It's not a bad, it's not some, you know, where the jargon is different and you're talking about the route trees and you're talking about coverage assignments and the whole thing. Come on, man. I mean, this game isn't it's a beautiful game, but the sophistication element, let's be real.
Yeah.
101, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.